Welcome to Turn to Your Neighbor. This is the Christian Talk Show where we talk about the church, music, movies, social media, and a whole lot more. I'm Cliff. This is Big Dre. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? What's up? What up, family? What up? Neighbors! Yo, that lady's still the biggest hater, and I love her more every week. That is the best entrance ever. Big old hater, but that's okay. Hey, tell me why I was in church this Sunday and there was a couple of turn to your neighbor moments, and I just start laughing to myself sitting on the front row looking wild, brother, because I thought it was hilarious. I was like, that lady would not be happy in here on today, but guess what? That's all right. She don't gotta be part of the neighborhood. Turn to your neighbor, say amen. Amen.
Sorry. Yeah. One day we should maybe find out who that lady is. I don't know.
Yo, I would love to have her on. I would love to have her. I'm serious. I want to have her on so bad. Madam, could you tell me why? What happened to you that this means so much that you decided to post about it? That you need to let the rest of the world know that you ain't messing with that turn to your neighbor stuff. I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, and for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, it's not about the show. It's about this lady's personal experience. We just kind of weave that into the show because she had this experience. But I want to shout out to all the neighbors out there. Thank you for hanging with us wherever you are. And, brother, for the first time, we are on Instagram as well. We are live on Instagram. I don't know if we have any Instagram neighbors watching.
No, we live on IG?
We are live on the gram. Finally got to work, brother, so we out here live in Instagram streets. We are flourishing on the gram, as they say.
No, I'm afraid now. I'm afraid to see, because I have Facebook going. I got YouTube going. I'm trying to catch all the comments. And so
the comments are in the software, right? Like, what?
Yeah, but I can't reply to the dudes on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I like to interact with the neighbors. Interaction.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Try to interact with the neighbors. All six of them. Shout out to the neighbors. This could open us up to a whole new world, my brother.
So yo, we have a couple people out there in Instagram land watching. So shout out to y'all.
Yo, shout out to our folks on Instagram. That's what's up. Let's go, brother. Let's go.
Neighbors, do me a favor. Wherever you are, hit like and share at the bottom of the screen down here somewhere. Like and share wherever you may be. Let people know we are out here so they can join our good time.
We look good on our streams this week, brother. We look good on our streams. I'm just looking at the picture quality. We look good on our streams. Okay, just making sure. I'm with you.
Are you ready? You ready to get this on?
Let's get it.
Let's go. So, I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago, probably almost over a month ago, Pastor John P.G. was ill. They didn't really get into a whole lot of detail. We just knew that the brother was not feeling well. And we proceeded to come on the show and talk about it. And we prayed probably one of the most selfish prayers ever. we didn't ask the Lord's will be done. We just said, God, you got to heal him because we're not ready to let him go.
Hey, that's okay. You know, sometimes I don't feel like saying, Lord, whatever's in your will. I said, hey, God, I'm coming before you with my petition. I'm making my petition known. Hey, bring him back.
We didn't even know if Pastor Key was in, like, pain, like, you know, pain, troubles of this world, kind of pain, you know, tired of this world, that kind of thing. We didn't know none of that. We just knew that he was seriously ill in some way. And we was like, Lord, we're not ready to let him go. We were super selfish.
I'm not going to
own up to it. I'm going to admit it. Yeah. Super selfish. But Pastor Key, I'm happy to say Pastor Key is doing very well. He's out of hospital. He actually showed up in the pulpit. Well, I believe this was on Easter. So I'm going to play for you and neighbors this video he posted on his Instagram page about, you know, just a quick prayer of thanks for his healing. So check this out. Pastor John P. Key.
Pounds of flesh cut out of my body, but you said I still got work. for him to do. Thank you for the doctors. Thank you for the surgeons. Thank you for the 5 surgeries. Thank you for the physical therapists. Thank you. Thank you. For my wife, for my family, for my kids. Thank you for Jeanette. Is that beautiful? We thank you for this Jesus that rules. He never let me down. You liberated us. You sanctified us. You healed us. You gave us another chance. Another chance to live. Another chance to come into your divine presence. You've been good to us. You get all the credit. All the credit. Thank you right now for these partakers that didn't know what was going on, but they didn't stop praying.
Amen.
We didn't know what was going on.
Did not know what was going on.
I know.
Thank you, God, that I was able to feel the love. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
That's who you are in us.
Okay. And
we are a partaker strong. Now, God, from this day on, take over. Because you've got something for us to do.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the preachers and all the teachers that sat behind them.
How much longer is this?
This is it. So we thank God for hearing our super selfish prayer. I'm going to completely be enjoyed with super selfish, but we thank 100%. God for Pastor. Thank God for Pastor Keith healing.
Mm-hmm. Let me. So if I can't be the only one that was marking down the symptoms in my head and going to go to WebMD to see if I can put this whole mystery together on my end. So he said 5 surgeries, 16 pounds of flesh removed. Mm-hmm. What else did he cover?
I don't know. Physical therapy.
Yeah. So I'm thinking some type of infection or maybe cancer. I'm not sure. 16 pounds of flesh removed. Anybody out there with a online medical degree, if you think you know, if one of the neighbors could just go on a WebMD for us and put it together. Amen. No, that's not what we're here for.
After our selfish prayer, I'm not even going to be nosy and try to speculate. I'm just going to be grateful. I'm going to take this W
in
his name and move on.
You see, this is the type of selfish stuff I'm talking about, though. This is where we're at. Pastor Hampton, the next John P. Key project going to be fire.
It's going to be fire. Because, you know, it's going to start with him kind of telling a little story. You know, I'm reminded of the time when I was in the hospital. Like, it's going to start with that. And then,
I'm feeling more of a skit. Like, it's going to open up with. It's going to be like a medical.
Oh, like the not guilty album. Like with the...
Yes. It's going to be like a medical room drama. And it's going to open up with a skit. There's going to be some lady praying in tongues on the side. The doctor's going to say, I don't know how long he's going to make it. And then he's going to come up with somehow. You know what the first track is going to be? I'm not sure if it's going to be traditional gospel or hip-hop gospel. It's going to be called But God. That's the first name of the first track.
Okay.
And I guarantee my boy going to come out with some fire off the top. Some fire. I don't know how long we're going to have to wait for this album, but it's going to be a fire. It's going to be a fire album.
I'm just happy he is doing better. And it's something about when he said, you get all the credit. Something about that just kind of hit me right here. I don't know why.
That did. It did.
Like you get all. It's like, oh Jesus! Oh, yes. You get all the credit. It just get you right here. So we just thank God for Pastor Key's continued healing.
Amen for continued healing. I think this was the best usage of emojis I've ever seen in my life, though. Amen. Laps for Pastor Key. Hallelujah. Just Playing 12 is on it today. That's what I'm talking about. But yes, that next album is going to be fire, though.
All right, so. we're moving on from Pass the Key to something, you know, not as as wonderful, to be honestly, to be honest with you, a lot more trifling. So okay. Not we long. Go. Well, the day our show dropped last Tuesday, that early that day, we didn't have time to get in the show, but President Trump is releasing, he's selling Bibles.
What?
Yes, I'm going to show it. So President Donald Trump is selling Bibles, and these Bibles are God Bless the USA Bibles in partnership with singer Lee Greenwood.
Who that?
The guy who sings God Bless the USA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So okay. So these Bibles are going to cost $59.99. Not including shipping and any other fees.
$60 Bibles.
And for that money, you get a range of extra features that includes.
No, don't tell me. I don't want no extra features in my Bible from Donald Trump. Not at all.
That includes a copy of a handwritten chorus to the song God Bless the USA. So a handwritten chorus of the song. What? Also, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance.
What? Why?
It's the only Bible inspired by America's most recognized patriotic anthem, God Bless the USA. I'm reading a quote.
That is backwards. No, the Bible was not inspired by America. All of our documents were inspired by biblical texts. No, that's backwards.
President Trump selling 60K Bibles.
$60 Bibles.
And since I have not purchased a Bible in a very long time, primarily because I had all the Bibles I need and, you know, the Bible app, I went to Amazon. I just wanted to see what Bibles are going for. Like not just a regular, like a study Bible.
Okay, a good Bible.
So, yeah, a study Bible is going for low 30s.
Yeah, on Amazon. With the real extra stuff, the decorations, with the
cross references and all the other kind of stuff. But President Trump out here wanted to give you the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and all the other stuff in your Bible for $60 for the low price.
That brother said, "Hey man, we behind on these campaign donations, I'm terribly behind Biden. We gotta go and get this any way we can." Yo, what? Oh my goodness. The funny thing is here is my neighbors are always here for me. Matt called them this the new Trump translation. The new Trump. So that's the NTT right there, right? And then Pastor Hampton says something very important. You can't preach in my pulpit if you got that Trump translation. You know what? I can't wait until somebody looks at that thing word for word, like does a comparison and sees he done messed some stuff up. Like something gonna be sideways in that Bible, dog.
Did I mention it is the King James Version? So there are members of our faith that hold strong to the King James, that they believe the King James is the only right.
Yes. Even though it is in itself a version. Yes. Like people don't realize it's still not the original text, but it's okay.
As Paris on YouTube says, does this Bible say anything about God Bless the USA in any of the 66 books of said Bible? No.
It better not.
USA is nowhere in. But this is that version though. So now, but you will get the handwritten chorus of my man's song, and you know, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, you know, all this kind of stuff.
There's just gonna be random parts of the Bible that just say America. It's going to be randomly in there. Just America, not America, America, because that's Trump's America.
There's going to be some preacher that's going to get up in front of the church and they're going to try to they're going to do expository preaching off the Constitution.
They're on fire. Speaking from the Book of Insurrection.
Exactly. they, they,
Jerry James, the Book of Insurrection 1-1, suspend all reality and follow the Donald. That's hilarious. What are we doing? Like, what kind of weird world are we in, man? And the first thing in my mind was, can he do this? And then it's like, well, I don't think anybody necessarily has a copyright on the good book. And so anybody could probably sell it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for $60, you too. All right. We're going to move on for President Trump. I want to show you this preacher who's talking about you're a married man. I'm a married man.
Yes. And
all married people, there are certain expectations you have of your wedding night. Now, whether those things come to fruition for a number of reasons, but I'm going to try to keep it clean here, but we all have certain expectations of our wedding night.
Mm-hmm.
This preacher got up, and I'm going to play for you and the neighbors. He pretty much told women what they need to do on the wedding night.
Okay. What is this, brother? Here we go. We always telling somebody something.
Let's see if you applaud this. Ladies, when you get to his wedding night, he's been planning this night his whole life. So what you need to do is stand where he tells you to stand, wear what he tells you to wear, and do what he tells you to do. You're going to make him the happiest man in the world. Let's see if you applaud this.
Yeah, it was pretty quick and pretty crazy. You heard what the brother said. Do you have any thoughts on what this brother told? Ladies, I would love to hear from you in the chat. Sisters, please chime in. What are your thoughts on brother's instructions for the wedding night?
What's wrong? What are we doing? First of all, I really hope this was not Easter Sunday. I hope this is old and this was not Easter Sunday, first and foremost. Secondly, I don't understand why he felt the need. Like, this is when going funny over the pulpit goes wrong. Being funny going over the pulpit goes wrong. It's like, hey, buddy, I understand you're trying to get a ha-ha off. Maybe not this one. Maybe this ain't the one. And he could have just, I don't know, left it there or something like that. This is why you should genuinely have somebody you can run your message by before you go out there with the text. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Exactly. So here is what I know. Here are two things I know to be true about marriage. Number one, is you don't even ask a woman to marry you unless you already know the answer.
Right.
You already know what her answer is going to be. You actually popping the question is just the formality of it all. So you don't ask the question unless you already know. You shouldn't be getting on your knee on some whiz sandwich hoping that she's going to say yes.
You're right, 100%.
Number two. What goes down in the wedding? What goes down on the wedding night is already implied. We all know why we here,
right?
It's like when Popeye's was selling chicken sandwiches. You go in, you know why I'm here. I'm here for the chicken sandwich. You know why I'm here. Like you know, everybody. We all know what's going down. Okay.
Yeah.
So it ain't no secret. It ain't no. I ain't got to tell you nothing because we both know.
Right. And here's the thing, fella. Like, here's another reason why this doesn't work. You may be inhibiting some of the creativity of your lady if you just waiting on the man to break everything down. Like, you don't know what she may have in store as well. And you acting like she ain't been waiting. Like, that's where you may be messed up at. You may have her messed up, and you may mess yourself out of a good time trying to be in charge of something. I'm just saying, collaboration. Collaboration in all places, including the bedroom. Amen.
And the whole wear what he tells you to wear part. I can't speak.
Here we go. Be careful.
Hold on.
We have young people here.
I cannot speak for all married men.
Here we go.
All I can say is,
here we go.
The last thing I was worried about was what she was wearing.
I knew it.
That's all I'm going to say. I was not concerned.
Leave it there. We're going to leave it right there. That's all you got to say. What is understood need not be said, my brother. what is understood. And this brother, right? He just sound like a Herb saying that too. Like, I'm not taking no advice from that Herb. Nah, he's I'm good on him. God bless him though.
God bless this brother. God bless his wife. Is this the kind of stuff he's saying out loud?
Yeah. Yo, man, you got a couple brothers. Amen, Cliff, that last thing, and talk your talk, Cliff.
Exactly.
You said ain't nobody
worried about what you got on.
No, here's the thing. This is also the statement of somebody. See, you didn't have to. This is why I was trying to move forward.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead. I was gonna move on until you started putting no comments. Go ahead.
This sounds like the comments of a person who may not indeed be married. Because then you have a wife to kind of check you, be like, hey man, shut the heck up. Like, that's not appropriate. Like, no, keep him moving. And so that brother, I would have to check to see he's actually married or not. But go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
All right. So this past Sunday was Easter. And so I want to play you some different things that went on in churches about Easter. But first, I think this kind of sums up a lot of people's sentiment online. So I want to share it with you and the neighbors. I found this. And somebody says something about rent being due the day after Jesus paid it all doesn't sit right with me. And I would have to agree. Rent, mortgage, yeah, that just doesn't.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right after that, you come dig in my pockets after the Lord just made the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf and paid it all indeed in blood. Mm-hmm. So why are you coming in my dollars?
Jesus auto drove deposit. That Sunday, and then on Monday, we logging in to pay people they money.
Get that auto withdrawal tapping me in the middle of service. Yeah, exactly. Killing me.
Exactly.
It's a good point. I like
it. Yeah. Okay. So we have these churches
that
do all these Easter productions. Last week we showed the church with their cowboy-themed Easter production. Remember that?
Right. Yes.
This week I have a church.
I'm nervous, by the way.
And I'm sorry to a lot of people's childhood right here. Right. This church decided they're going to do a Back to the Future themed.
Here we go.
Easter production.
We always got to do something extra.
We always got to do the most. So I want your neighbors to check this out.
Time circuits on. Flux capacitor. Fluxing. Engine ready. All right, Jesse. My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious stuff.
Is that a fire?
That is fire. Is this that same church?
Probably. they all look the same, you know.
Stop. I didn't say that.
Flux capacitor.
I mean, like,
engine running. Let's go, Jesse. We're ready. We're ready, Doc.
This is terrible. This is absolutely terrible.
Right there. Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, yep. Now we're doing too much. Now we're doing too. I'm done. And officially done. Oh. Hey, let me ask you this. I don't understand. Like, this is the greatest story ever told. Like, this is the greatest. Like, I don't understand why we have to add on to it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand what this extra is going to do for us and what the purpose of this is. And this looks like it was long. You know what I mean? Okay. Like this had multiple. Who wrote this? Who sat down and said, you know what we need? We need a resurrection-centric Back to Future version. Like, I don't understand.
And for the audio listeners, they're now doing a line dance. I turned the audio down, but they're now doing a line dance with all the characters in the play.
Yeah, I wasn't sitting through all that. Like, this is absolutely nuts. And they have multiple songs. So somebody wrote the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't use this trash again. Like, what you going? This is one day and that's it. This is doing the most and completely unnecessary. I don't understand. Is it? So I hope this isn't on Easter, like actual Easter itself. You understand what I'm saying? On Resurrection Sunday itself. Yes, because it's like, this is when you should be given some of the most inspired, like heartfelt word. Like, this is the core of what we do as Christians. And you decided that this crap was appropriate?
Just think, there is somebody that invited someone to this.
Yes.
You know, somebody invited their neighbor, their friend, their family member, come to my church, be having this production. And this is what you got to see.
No, this was somebody who was frustrated. Like, this is a frustrated actor. Like, I have these hot, I got these hot ideas. Nobody's taking them. So let me just do it in church.
And for the audio listeners, the thing that kind of made this even more cringeworthy is that if you remember Back to the Future, there's that clock. So in this play, they have the Marty McFly character in basically standing in front of the clock in basically mimicking Jesus on the cross. So standing in front of the clock, arms spread out and head bowed like he's just died.
A couple comments got some from the neighborhood. Good questions. Pastor Happen said, if I'm pastor, we're cutting their budget and I'm taking a raise. Because do you know how much money went into this? I'm talking costumes,
that set is
special effects. Now, if this comes back up, we might need to hear it. The lyrics say, Uptown Faith gonna give it to you. Can you bring up the audio right now on now?
This man was ice cold, placed in the tube to save his soul. This son for them hood girls, the whole world, straight masterpieces. Teaching about sin, forgiving the lost in the city. Got nailed on across the town, but now he's back and he's living.
Sing, children.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls
hit you, hallelujah.
Because Uptown Faith gonna give it to you. Because Uptown Faith gonna give it to you.
That was terrible. I can never get that time in my life back. Jeanette Ortiz said to go look at the lyrics. Uptown Faith gonna give it to you. I may need to hear that. Could be a bop. Jeanette, you owe me at least 20 seconds of my life back. So figure out how you're gonna get that 2 weeks. Send it via Venmo or something. I can't never get that time of my life back. That was absolutely trash. And here's the thing. Do you think they know that they're trash, or do they believe that?
Oh, they thought that was fire. Multiple people had to okay this production. Multiple people.
Do you think they're being cheeky, or do you think they think that this is hot fire?
They think this is fire. They have to think
this is fire. This is hilarious. Somebody said that song needs some garlic and onion powder. They need some seasoning because it was definitely lacking.
Now,
oh my goodness.
Now, let me just say this, that, you know, questionable Easter antics.
Mm-hmm.
They know no racial bounds. So there's no racial discrimination. Questionable Easter antics don't discriminate.
What do we do?
They go across multiple races, multiple denominations. So I'm going to play you and the neighbors another church's questionable Easter thing. Check this out.
He's doing the most. For those of you who can't see, this brother is preaching and tuning, and the pastor has just been carried by, it's not even deacons, because the deacons are too old. Those are two young boys that were strong enough to carry him. And they're now, he had a crown of thorns on his head. They pulled him off the cross, supposedly, and they are now wrapping him up and preparing him for the tomb as he is preaching.
But they have him laid in front of a casket, like a regular funeral kind of casket.
Are they going to put him in a casket? I guess that's the tomb.
And they're wrapping him in like a white sheet, and he's still trying to preach.
Wrapping him in his bed sheet.
He's still trying to preach. And I'm using the term preach very loosely, because I'm gonna bring up the audio a little bit. And
what are they doing? Hey, dumped his behind like a sack of potatoes in there. They didn't think this out real well. You know what they did? Pause this real quick. And you can pause it. They went and got two high school boys that play football. Well, y'all boys are strong. Here's what I need you to do. How much can you pick up? You know, passes are right around 225, 235. Can y'all get that one end and the other end? And here's what we're going to do. And they was like, okay, whatever.
My sister said, why are they swaddling that man, this man?
That's a good question. This definitely had to go to them boys was volunteered for this.
They mixed in the version to Jesus. You swaddle him like baby Jesus, and then you bury him like adult Jesus.
Yo, this is hilarious. Completely unnecessary. See that Mike Todd spirit be jumping on people. I don't know why I can hear myself.
I would not be surprised if one of those two young men or both are related to the pastor.
I don't think so.
Who else would you get to participate in this foolishness? Your kids.
They got the two strongest boys they can find.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of them was related. If not, maybe. I'm gonna keep playing it because the brother's not really saying much. He just keeps saying the same thing.
What did he say?
He's just hooping.
Maybe you can turn down something on the everybody's hearing the echo. Something on your end, something turned down.
People hearing the echo?
Yeah.
He's just hooping. Yeah. Well, I don't know what it was. I'll turn it down. He's just hooping.
Just hooping and hollering.
Just hooping and hollering. Yeah. And he's still. We are over 2.5 minutes into this video, and brother hasn't gotten out the casket yet, and we're waiting. But he's going to get up.
Here's the funny part.
Here he comes.
If you look at Big Boy on the left-hand side, he's tired. He's like, I had to do the heavy lifting. You got the legs. I had to get the upper torso.
They said the echo was coming from your voice.
Yeah. I don't know if you turn something up on your computer because I don't have anything on it.
Oh well, yeah. But Pastor's getting up. Look at him; he's getting up. Me. There you go. Anybody here who know he got up? That's he just kept saying that.
Why is a child this baby?
That was his baby. Like, daddy. Well, if you had to, can you imagine you just saw your father in a casket? You want to make sure he all right.
Anyway, this
is what we doing on Easter.
Anyway,
happy Easter, neighbors.
We're preaching out here. We're preaching in white dusters now.
This is what we doing. Okay, we're going to move on from this because I think we got enough out of it. I want to show you, you and neighbors, and you know how we get prayed for in the front of the church. Sometimes,
yes,
the members in our service who don't like the way the preacher is praying. I want to show you this video, and this is courtesy of Kevin on stage. Kevin on stage will do the narration of this video of this person who does not like what's going on, but don't like the way this preacher is trying to pray for her. Here we go.
I cannot properly express to you how funny this video should not be, but still is. Why is this man frustrated and pushing this woman's head like that and making her go to the back because she don't want to be prayed for. Stop. Let me tell you what. Leave her alone. This is like when your sibling will be like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. This is how you fight with your sibling. Then he just going to go on and pray for other people and they accept the pushback. First of all, that hurts people's necks. The way you push her neck back all hard, this ain't number ego. There is ego all the way up and through this video. And even the power of God is not enough to check this man's ego. Because when he prays for you, go back. Abuse. This is assault. Now, she would have stole off on dude. They would have said she wrong. But to me, she well within her right steal off on dude. Because he done push you once too many times. Okay, you want to pray? Pray for yourself. Now, the way I grew up, they would have said she got the devil in her. Why she come all the way up here? She want to get prayed for? Because we just accepted things all the time. But you know what? People ain't accepting things today. People ain't accepting stuff no more. And she ain't accepting the pushback. I kind of wish it was so hard. Because you know what? Now I'm in my flesh. Now I'm in my flesh. And I'm glad she didn't go to the back either. It's just wild. What's going on in y'all church at the Gloria Adios Church?
I'm trying to figure out why was he so insistent on continuing to touch her?
I don't know what after he thought he was going to achieve.
Yeah, he just like he went back to her head like 3 or 4 times. What was his problem?
If you really watch this, I watched it a bunch of times.
Okay.
If you really watch this, she was upset that he messed up her edges the first time he touched her head.
We doing this. We making this about edges. Do we really? It's just,
that's what messed her up. Now look, he goes in. She starts trying to correct. See, she's trying to correct her edges immediately. I want to stop talking because this echo drives me crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
You don't. I don't hear the echo. If you hear it, you don't hear it.
But yes, yeah. And then he started touching the eyebrows. That was too much as well. See, she's rubbing all the things that may have been makeup or prepared for that day, and he's messing it up. And that's what she's mad about.
Pastor Hamden said, my man messed up. She messed up his Benny Hinn moment because she refused to pass out.
Oh, she's impacting. She's impacting the offer. Her not going out is impacting the offer and the ties, and that's what he's upset about.
He's upset about.
Do pastors get paid per slang?
No. All right, we're going to go through these next ones kind of quick because I got 3 after credits things I want to play. 3. So that's why we cutting the show short as we got time for after credits. And if you listen on Instagram, let me tell you now that at a probably around 10 o'clock, Instagram is going to cut us off because Instagram only lets you do an hour. So if you want Instagram, just so you know, you might want to move over to the Facebook service or to join the neighbors on YouTube. I'm just saying, this is Instagram rules, not ours. Instagram will cut us off after hour.
Okay.
I'm gonna play some. We're gonna go through these next ones kind of quick. I'm gonna show you this brother, right here. Unfortunately, this preacher was not able to keep his feet while he was talking to the people.
Declare it, open that door. I'm gonna pick the witch out. I say I'm running. Y'all ain't got no help. Declare it, open that door. I'm gonna pick the witch out. I say I'm running.
So as you can see, for the audio listeners, this brother was preaching. He said, I'm running for my life, and then just fell. Kicked his leg out and fell.
This is what happens when you get those fresh new shoes, those fresh new church shoes, and you don't appropriately scuff the bottoms ahead of time. Those are fresh and slippery. That brother didn't have no grip and no traction on those, and that's exactly what happened.
All right, gonna go to the next one. One brother lost his feet. This brother's gonna lose something else. Check this out.
Tears and all of my fears. The Lord was there to keep me. Oh, he kept me in the midst of it all. Oh, he kept me. Mr. Little. Oh, tears and all of my.
For the audio listeners, towards the end of that song, the brother's teeth just came right out.
That brother had a nice little bridge in there, a little partial, I mean, and that joint came right out. What's terrible feeling is he knew it was coming out.
Yeah. The whole but props to him for not stopping, though. Probably to him not stopping.
He was doing his good singing, though. His good singing.
This man. This, my sister said, this man sang out of his fixing it. That's how you know. So much oil. The fixing it came out. All right, I got one more in this group. I want you to check out this brother singing.
As the songwriter says, never would have made it. Never could have made it without
you.
I would have lost it all. But now you were there
for me. Never would have made it.
So you heard for yourself. The brother, the singing was not his gift.
100% not.
But he pushed through it anyway.
He did. He did. He gave everything he had. I don't think it's important that sometimes we know where our line is, though. We should. Okay to stop.
And so here's what you do. Here's what you, because I have, for a lot of reasons, I got some experience in this kind of stuff, because my pastor, when I was younger, he would admit he's not the best singer. So he would start a song, but you know, one of the elders that can sing would, you know, pick up the song and, you know, and carry it, right? And so and this is kind of what happens here. Like, he starts the song, sister who can sing, picks it up and starts singing. But see, his mistake was he kept it going.
Yep.
Once sister girl picks it up, brother, your job, you could just start talking. You just like introduce the next line. You just talk. You get into your James Fortune, Kirk Franklin bag, and you just introduce the next line of the song.
That's pure genius.
Yeah, and if you feel the spirit well up in you to sing, you just like take the mic away from your hand, you know, bow your head and like start singing. That's what you do. See, yeah, like Pastor Hampton said, you Kirk Franklin your way through it.
Mm-hmm.
I can now I get it. If you can't sing in the beginning, you got to start it off. But then once the brother or sister that in your church, the praise worship leader, the elder, whomever can really sing, you let them carry it, and you just like, you know, you get your James Fortune, Kirk Franklin on.
It's perfectly okay to preach your way through a song.
This is true. That's what you got to do. This is my tip to this brother and to all the neighbors who don't sing that great. I understand. I feel your pain. I like surrounding myself with people that sing better than me. So 100%. I get it.
Jim Network Jesus is killing me. He said he couldn't choose a key, so he picked them all.
That's funny. That is funny. All right. Let me see, I have three after credits things I want to show you and the neighbors. And if you have a younger neighbor, you probably don't want them to be part of this conversation.
Cliff, what are we doing?
But my brother, do you have a rant for the people? We got after, you're going to do your rant. We got credits. We're going to do after credits. Let's go.
I have a rant for the people, but I'm tired of hearing myself talk because it's echo. So I'm gonna save this for next week. I'm gonna fix the technology. We're gonna come back. I'm trying to turn off my mic and everything, and it's driving me crazy.
I don't even hear your echo. I'm not sure if the neighbors still are, but I'm not hearing your echo. But the devil got into our mics.
The devil got into our mics.
All right, so neighbors, I want to thank y'all. If you want to hang out for after credits, I got three things we're gonna do. But for those of you that gotta go, we do this show every Tuesday. Right here on at 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Facebook, on YouTube, and now on Instagram too. So lots of different ways for you to catch the show. You can always go to turntoneighbor.com for how you catch the show, all the links to the ways you can watch on demand. the Turn to Your Neighbor podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. We appreciate all y'all for listening. So much love to the neighbors. Thank y'all so much for hanging with us every week. We appreciate it. Yeah, Dre. So you have an echo to everybody else, to you and everybody else, and not to me. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Hello. No, I'm not talking. Go.
All right. So, like I said, if you got young neighbors in still watching the show, you know, God bless you and them. So the first thing, this video, you sent me this one. I guess this, we'll just say that this pastor and his wife, they're doing an exhortation to the married couples. We'll just call it that. let the neighbors check it out.
Give that man some pasta. Give that man some peace. And I'll let y'all fill in the other P. Somebody should have ran around the church. So I'm just playing.
The three P's.
And you know what that woman needs? She needs dedication.
Yes.
Some dollars. And I'm going to let y'all figure out the other D. Somebody scream, preach.
So did you have an issue with this? I thought this is perfectly fine.
Why do we feel the need to do this?
I just say they're giving the exhortation to the married people.
As long as it's the married conference, it's just married folks in the room. That's good.
I'm not saying it's just a married conference. I think it's more than that. I just think, you know, for some reason the Lord gave him something to give to the people. And you're right, Pastor Heaven. This is probably a one word church. This is probably,
I agree with your sister.
Yeah, Kingdom Church. That's all it is. Kingdom Church. One word church. And you get this kind of teaching.
It's a little more freestyle than I'm used to. Save this for the small group marriage ministry. 100%. I'm with you. Three P's and three D's. What are we doing, Cliff? What are we doing, Cliff?
Oh, if you want to know what we know with this one, this next video, I'm just gonna tell y'all right now. I have absolutely no idea what's going on in this video.
Then why we playing it?
Because this is what we do on this show. Here you go.
It's a beautiful day. Got my Bible. I'm ready to go.
What the general walking in the body of the Reverend Sister to save her for Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus.
No.
Whom we are talking about is one. In him we are complete. Christ is the head of the church. And all of us is the body of church. We are a body of Christ, the body of church. We are a body of Christ.
No.
The body of the Reverend Sister. To save her for Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, whom we are talking about, is one. In him we are complete. Christ, the body of church.
Yeah, so they keep saying the same thing over and over again. So for the audio listeners, all I'm going to say is I want you to imagine a woman laying down on her back, and there is a man that is basically planking on top of her. And I'm not sure what's going on. He is just planking. He's not really like trying to go further. I have no idea.
He's doing more than just planking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, never mind. He is kind of doing a little bit of thrusting, not making much contact, only with his hands and feet. Like his Yeah, I don't know.
My brother. If he didn't have consent, that's 3 to 5 at a minimum.
But she does not look like she's bothered by these activities.
He's stepping on her feet with his shoes and using that to push off her and do other things.
But she doesn't look bothered.
I don't think she said, yeah, he's going to jail. He's going to jail.
Like Paris on YouTube said, maybe they're married. Did that change your perspective? If that's his wife, did that change your perspective?
No, it's not appropriate. Why is he standing on her feet like that? She got her toes out. Like, why are you standing on her feet like that? In his hard body.
This is not appropriate. You should go all types of jail. Okay. Cliff, if it gets worse than this, don't play it.
Shout out. No, well, shout out to the it depends on how you define
okay,
worse.
Then I'm a shout out. No.
Shout out to the holy I gotta give credit. Shout out to the holy nope on Twitter for credit for that video. Okay. I have one more I'm going to play. I'm just going to play. I'm not even going to say nothing. Well, this man is probably talking at a funeral or something. That's the only context I got. So here you go.
Okay.
But the thing is, you know, I was 11 years old and I had a hoe. And the police used to pass by. What you doing? What you doing? I said, I'm waiting on my hoe. 11 years old. I ain't never seen nothing like it. That's when I ran into James Wagner. But anyway, he pulled my coattail. But I just want to tell you, Preston Hill's alive. But the thing
so is, I am not. I'm not even sure how this is. This is all I got of this clip. I didn't edit it. This is all I got. I'm not really sure what prompted him to say what he just said. 11 years old,
right?
My man was a pimp named Slickback.
What did he? I don't want you to replay the whole thing, but I need to hear what he said at the end. Because he said something is still alive.
I don't know. Hold on.
Preston is alive.
Preston is alive. Okay.
Like, yeah.
I guess he refused to believe like he's dead like Tupac. Hey, man. When you see that brother pull up in that particular coat that he had on, you knew there was some pimping involved. And so you decided to let him get near the mic. There was a decision made.
And so hear him say what he said, looking at how he's dressed.
Right.
The question I have is, are we sure it still was and not still is?
Oh, no. He's actively.
he's still in the game.
He's still in the game.
11 is where he started. Now,
we're praying for his freedom every day, but he's still active in the game.
His name's Slickback.
God bless that. God bless that.
What? In church. Oh, Lord Jesus. It's pimping.
I got nothing.
See, that was three quick ones, you know? I don't know why. It's only 9:55, see? You can still get off a rent. If you still got a rent, you can still get it off.
My voice is driving me crazy. I can't do it. I'm going to be quiet. It's driving me nuts.
Oh man. See, we got in a full show, we got in three after credits. And we got introduced to my man who was in the business since 11. My man was a small business owner at the age of 11. America.
God bless him. God bless
him. Are you good? We get out here like 4 minutes, really.
I know. I'm good. I don't got nothing on. I'm gonna save it up. I have it all written down. I just have an exhortation for the people. We're gonna save it up though, because I really want to get into it. So we're gonna save it.
Okay. All right, neighbors. Watch out for your 11-year-olds out there in these streets. Until next time.
So wild. What did you just say?
I said, watch out for those 11-year-olds out there in these streets.
Oh, okay. Right.
Apparently, 11 not what it used to be.
But that was like 72 he was doing that. Hey, young. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Neighbors, until next time, take care and be blessed. Peace.